Hey, what do you call Black Friday during a supply shortage?
What?
Friday. Apple's M1 Macs are the best consumer ARM powered computers out there, which isn't really saying much since every laptop running Windows on ARM kinda sucks. Well, that may change soon as XDA Developers has reported that the reason we've only seen Windows on ARM devices powered by Qualcomm processors is because of an exclusivity deal between the two companies. I don't know why Qualcomm and Microsoft thought that meant they had to make their chips and software suck. Maybe there was a clause about that or something, you know, legalese.
Standard.
Whereas the processor will be junk, and whereas Microsoft will only use our processors, thereby. Anyway, the good news is the deal is reportedly set to expire soon, meaning MediaTek or anyone else will be free to make processors for Windows on ARM devices. But perhaps more importantly, it could mean Windows on ARM could be installed directly on M1 Macs with Boot Camp, which traditionally has run a little faster than virtualizing Windows with Parallels. But don't celebrate just yet, though. Apple would still have to support it. Time to start being nice to them again, I guess. We're willing to start calling Tim by his legal last name.
I looked it up.
If he'll budge on this.
It's Apple.
You smell what the cook is cooking. In other Microsoft news, the company's continuing to celebrate the 20th anniversary of the first Xbox console by sending free gift bundles to randomly selected FanFest members with a special edition controller and a plaque engraved with their gamer tag.
That's so cool. A plaque?
For me?
I want a plaque.
Others are receiving special offers to purchase a limited edition Xbox console bundle via email, which is less exciting. Thank you, benevolent Microsoft gods. The chance to buy something? In this market?
That's as good as you get.
What's even more sad is not that there's an interactive Xbox museum full of memorable moments from Xbox history, but the fact that it's being called a metaverse, which is like calling a sandwich a four-course meal or saying Mark Zuckerberg has charisma.
I thought that was funny.
I mean, compared to my other iguanas and bearded dragons I've had, he's pretty lively.
He can
actually curl the corners of his mouth. One interesting document the museum holds is a letter Microsoft sent to Nintendo in 1999 offering to acquire them, which leads into some interesting what-if scenarios, like a Halo movie starring Master Chief, voiced by Channing Tatum. He's dancing. He can move. He can tumble.
That's not even the Chris Pratt is the punchline. Because
it's Nintendo?
Yeah.
I was supposed to say Chris Pratt. And there's a bunch of news about AMD making moves. Some good, some so good. Like this rumor claiming AMD has informed GPU board partners that it's increasing GPU prices by about 10%.
Not good.
Which is not great news when GPU prices are still hovering around twice their original MSRP. It's only fair though, right now, retailers are getting most of the profits from those markups, and Lisa deserves, she deserves some more of that, you know? She's a doctor. The doctor is in. Check, please. This ain't Canada. You gotta pay. Next up, AMD has released a Fidelity FX Super Resolution plugin for Unreal Engine 4, meaning the tech can be easily implemented into games that use UE4. That's it. Nice. Lastly, a report out of Taiwan claims that AMD and Qualcomm, there they are again, will be shifting their chip manufacturing from TSMC to Samsung because TSMC prioritizes Apple orders, presumably because Apple pays more. Unbelievable, these guys, you know? It's like it's all about money for these people.
What about the art?
Yeah.
Of it.
The artisan chips. That's what Apple makes, actually.
I made this in my kiln.
Now it's time for the quick bits brought to you by Made In, professional quality cookware and kitchenware. You can cook with it in your kitchen. You can wear whatever you want. You may have been burned by your past cooking attempts, but Made In wants everyone to be able to make restaurant quality food at home. So they source the finest materials and partner with renowned experts to make premium kitchen tools available directly for you without the markup. So even if you suck at cooking, your dishes look cool. The cookware distributes heat evenly and can easily go from stovetop to the oven. Plus, they've got 45,000 five-star reviews. They're all real and they offer a lifetime guarantee. So go to madeincookware.com/techlink or click the link in the description for 15% off your first order. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Not every day you get quick bits, but when they do show up, yeah.
Maybe.
It's like bop, but
yeah.
New.
Nice.
Tesla is now asking owners who opt into the full self-driving beta program to agree to let Tesla use footage from their cameras both inside and outside their vehicle in the event of an accident. There's cameras on the inside?
Gotcha.
Presumably to help authorities decide whether it's the car or the driver's fault. And if they're equally at fault, then they're both going away for a long time.
Cellmates.
The modular, upgradable Fairphone 2 is getting Android 10. Sure, that's a 2-year-old OS, but it's been 6 years since the phone originally shipped with Android 5, matching Apple's 6-year support cycle for iPhones. Fairphone worked with the Lineage OS Android community on the update, proving that Google, Samsung, and others totally could support Android devices for longer if they wanted to. But, you know, money.
Money.
I was going with ABBA. No, it's 2021 at ABBA's.
Money.
Speaking of money, Tile, the company that makes those things that are like Apple AirTags but way crappier such that you just put them in a junk drawer because they don't actually work, is being acquired by family tracking company Life360 for $205 million more than they're worth. Which is zero. Together, they'll make sure there's no way you'll lose your kids or your parents. My father left us when I was 9. We found him pretty quick with the app. Papa, is that you beeping over there?
On.
Just joking, the app doesn't work.
Yeah.
It'll just say dad not found every time you need to use it. That's how it sucks. I have like 5 of them. Verizon and AT&T have agreed to minimize energy coming from their 5G base stations for a period of 6 months after the Federal Aviation Administration raised concerns that 5G could cause interference with aircraft electronics. And your brain. Oh, my cells. It hasn't been a significant issue in other countries with 5G infrastructure, so I say we turn this around and explore the defense implications of 5G being able to take out planes. Put vaccinated people on the front lines.
They'll take it. Protect us!
And the makers of a cryptocurrency called JRR Token are saying they created the one token that rules them all, baby. They've had their operations shut down after a legal complaint from the estate of J.R.R. Tolkien.
Ah.
Not even close. Making this story even more ridiculous is the fact that the J.R.R. Tolkien guys paid Billy Boyd, the actor who played Pippin, to read an advertisement for the coin on Cameo, the app. Fool of a Took!
Show yourself in next time!
While the cryptocurrency itself is out of commission, there are still J.R.R. Tolkien... token NFTs for sale on OpenSea, so the power of the token may not yet be undone. Cast it into the fire! Time to cast this episode in the fire because it's over and the Eagles aren't coming for us. Come back on Friday for more tech news before it sets sail for the shores of Valinor.
Beyond the sea.
You bow to no one.